Now I would request our next speakers, BK Sister Shivani Didiji, as well as Dr. Avdhesh Sharma, to please occupy the dais. Dr. Avdhesh Sharma is a renowned psychiatrist from Delhi, and he had been the president of Psychiatric Association of India. He had started the series of Mann Ki Baat, which had got a very good, you can say, feedback from the audience. And also he is the regular writer in many of the newspapers on psychiatric issues. He has also given a couple of, many of the talk shows on Mind Matters in our Peace of Mind channel, as well as other channels. Of course, Sister Shivani Didi is an icon for all of us. She doesn't need any introduction. So please welcome both of them with a big applause.
Om Shanti. 1 minute silence mein baithkar man ko sthir. 1 minute silence increases absorption power, clarity of thinking. Power to evaluate what is right for me. And then most important, power to implement my decision. I am a powerful soul. Whatever I decide, I evaluate past karma, present karma, and the future of my karma. I implement every decision I take. Om Shanti. Present time, when I personally interact with a lot of people who would share unki apni kuch baatein, to kabhi kabhi aisa dikhta hai ki hum chahte hain kuch karna lekin wo bhi nahi kar pa rahe hain. Atma ki shakti ghati hui hai. Emotional health ka jab hum dhyan nahi rakhte over a period of long time, to kabhi kabhi kisi kisi mein, chahe thode samay ke liye hi reh sahi, wo ek mental health issue mein translate ho jati hai. Aur hum sab jante hain ki is samay depression samaj mein phaila hua hai. और सिर्फ फैला नहीं है, बहुत तीव्र गति से बढ़ रहा है. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? How many agree that depression is really increasing rapidly? We also know that as many we have who are going through it, we probably don't have that many psychiatrists all over the country. Right बात है? And हम ये भी जानते हैं कि साइकाइट्रिस्ट के पास जाने से भी डर लगता है, एक स्टिग्मा है. एक बार मुझे डॉक्टर अवधेश ने, एक बहुत अच्छी भी तो नहीं कह सकते उसको, लेकिन उन्होंने कहा कि हमारे पास जब लोग आते हैं ना, तो वो कभी कभी अपनी गाड़ी बहुत दूर पार्क करके आते हैं. और कहा हमें कोई अपने फंक्शंस पे, शादियों पे नहीं बुलाते जैसे अलग अलग डॉक्टरों को बुलाते हैं, क्योंकि अगर हमें बुलाया मतलब. सो इशू है, फैल रहा है, इशू को एड्रेस करना है, लेकिन स्टिग्मा इतना ज्यादा है. हमारे देश में अभी भी वो स्टिग्मा बहुत ज्यादा है. क्लैरिटी नहीं है परख भी नहीं पाते हैं. सो इट्स टाइम दैट वी द हीलिंग कम्युनिटी ज्वाइन टुगेदर. कि जैसे हम आज 3 दिन से बात कर रहे हैं कि हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी सिर्फ फिजिकल हेल्थ नहीं है, हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इमोशनल हेल्थ भी है. वी एग्री एट द एंड ऑफ 3 डेज कि हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इमोशनल हेल्थ भी है, तो साथ साथ हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी मेंटल हेल्थ भी है. सो वी थॉट वी विल स्पेंड द नेक्स्ट 45 मिनट्स टुगेदर टू अंडरस्टैंड वॉट इट इज ऑल अबाउट. वी आर डॉक्टर्स बट स्टिल माई पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस सेज समटाइम्स डॉक्टर्स आर नॉट एबल टू सी इट. एंड समटाइम्स आई हैव ऑल्सो मेट डॉक्टर्स हु आर नॉट एबल टू सी इट इन देमसेल्व्स. इन देमसेल्व्स सोचें, एक सर्जन है, रोज सर्जरी कर रहा है, लेकिन खुद का मन थोड़ा उदास है, उमंग उत्साह डाउन है. तो वो सिर्फ उस पेशेंट के लिए रिस्क नहीं है, डॉक्टर के लिए भी है. सो वी हैव विद अस टुडे डॉक्टर अवधेश शर्मा, वेरी लीडिंग साइकाइट्रिस्ट नॉट जस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री बट ऑन एन इंटरनेशनल प्लेटफॉर्म. ही वर्क्स वेरी क्लोजली विद द वर्ल्ड साइकाइट्रिक एसोसिएशन एंड करंटली इन दिस ईयर he has taken up a very big responsibility and it is about eradicating public stigma. And the second role that he is holding with the World Psychiatric Association is application of spiritual principles in mental health. Kyunki logon ke andar ye dar hai, साइकाइट्रिस्ट के पास जाएंगे, वो दवा दे देंगे, वो दवा तो छूटती नहीं है, वो तो उम्र भर देते रहते हैं, व्यक्ति सोता ही रहता है, उठता ही नहीं. कितनी सारी भ्रांतियां हैं जिसकी वजह से हम जाते ही नहीं हैं. वेलकम अवधेश भाई. हम उनको डॉक्टर अवधेश नहीं कहते, हम उनको अवधेश भाई कहते हैं, क्योंकि पिछले 20 साल से आप इसी तरह 20 साल पहले उस साइड आए थे और आज 20 साल की जर्नी में आपने जो अपने जीवन में लिया उससे अपने अंदर क्या परिवर्तन आया और फिर तो कितनों का भाग्य बदला. डॉक्टर अवधेश, डज इट हैपन दैट अ डॉक्टर आफ्टर हैविंग स्टडीड एवरीथिंग इज नॉट एबल टू सी डिप्रेशन इन देमसेल्व्स and in people they meet every day because they know it all theoretically, then how is it we are not able to see it in ourselves and in people? Will I tomorrow be able to see it if it happens to me because I know it all theoretically? So why is it that we are not able to see it in ourselves and definitely not able to sometimes see in the patients we meet every day?
Om Shanti. ओम शांति. ओम शांति डॉक्टर शिवानी. शी हैजंट येट रिसीव्ड अ डॉक्टरेट बट आई थिंक शी शुड बी रिसीविंग वन सून, नॉट ओनली एज अ डॉक्टर बट डॉक्टर ऑफ साइकोलॉजी. आई हैव हैड द प्रिविलेज ऑफ नोइंग हर फॉर मेनी ईयर्स एंड द जर्नी दैट शी हैज बीन गोइंग थ्रू is a remarkable story. आपने जो प्रश्न पूछा about whether people can recognize, and that is true about health professionals, that's also true about spiritualists. I think I'll start with giving my own example. आज सुबह आप कर्मा मैटर्स के बारे में बात कर रहे थे, तो उनमें जो जो चीजें आ रही थी, टबैको, अल्कोहल, नॉन वेज, अ सर्टन लाइफस्टाइल, ऑल दैट वाज देयर विद मी व्हेन आई केम हियर फर्स्ट टाइम. नथिंग राइट और रॉन्ग अबाउट इट, इट वाज अ वे ऑफ लाइफ एज इट इज फॉर मेनी ऑफ अस. हुआ यू कि मैंने किसी सफेद साड़ी को यहां पे आने से पहले नहीं देखा था. आई डिड नॉट हैव एनी नॉलेज अबाउट ब्रह्मा कुमारीज. एंड वन डे आई रिसीव एन इन्विटेशन फ्रॉम अ ग्रुप इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया एंड आई वॉज टोटली फ्लैबगास्टेड. इन सम वेज दैट्स गोइंग टू बी आंसरिंग अ क्वेश्चन एज टू व्हाई यू आर हेयर. यू आर हेयर फॉर अ पर्पज. If you look for it, you will find it as you go along your life journey. So here I was, extremely busy, extremely successful. Everything that can happen to anybody in the profession. And I was seeing it as a big deal. And yet, part of me knew I was burning out. Totally. I was working 12 to 14 hours. I was visiting 3 different hospitals. I had my own hospital at that point of time. Life was a roller coaster at that time. It still is, but with a difference. So I land here, and this is in a place called Pandav Bhavan. Aap mein se kuch ne shayad dekha ho, next to Lucky Lake. And the first thing that happened as I entered that particular gate and I looked at Shri Krishna having makhan in his hand, and I said, I have been here before. I knew something is happening to me the minute I reach here, as I hear the stories of many of you who come here and suddenly in 2 days, you start feeling a transformation. It's not a 5-star. It's not something. There are better buildings. And yet, there is something within the place which makes you feel differently. And I was realizing that I'm so tired that I've been working, not giving time to myself, and possibly not doing justice to my clients. By third day, I started having experience of soul consciousness, which means that I started having precognitions, I started having telepathy, I started having periods in which I would feel that I'm disconnected from myself, and I was extremely, extremely happy. And I said to myself, Ardesh, kuch galat ho raha hai. I think you are flipping. Maybe you are going into a mental illness. Because that's the practice that I had been doing. That's the knowledge that I had. The only difference was that everything was so positive that I couldn't believe, because I was coming from being totally down to here I was feeling extremely great. Anyway, it continued for 3-4 days. The bottom line was that when I went back and I went to a party the same evening and I took my first drink, I still remember it was beer, and I started vomiting. The shift in consciousness that happened would not allow me to take a drink. And it's been 25 years I have not been able to touch a drink. That shift then makes you look for what is it that has happened. So spent next 6 months and started realizing that within our profession, people have severe burnouts. The incidence of health professionals having depression, anxiety and substance abuse is about twice as much as the rest of the population. Doctors die 5 to 10 years younger than the rest of the population because of the stress that we take on. At the end of the day, you are taking up somebody's pain and you are converting that into healing. unless we have a system of recharging ourselves, you are going to burn out, and at a critical point, we are going to have depression. That is a stark reality which we all need to accept. Somewhere along the line, I believe that because you are not able to handle it yourself, you don't want your clients also to somewhere recognize it. Because if they do, then you have to deal with that, you have to heal that. Or you have to refer to somebody. And referring to somebody, as Sister Shivani said, is one, a stigma. Second, the number is extremely low. And third, there are lots of myths about medication, about, you know, the role of spirituality, the role of exercise, the role of diet, the role of many other factors, and not medication. The fact is that physical being, emotional being, and spiritual being are all a continuum. They are not separate entities. The soul may be primary because it is the energy. It makes the body grow. Incidentally, soul is the one which creates the body. It's not that the body is there and soul has just come in. There is a new science which is now developing internationally, where metaphysically we realize that body changes every second. This is there in our scriptures. Ki shane shane hum ek khatm ho rahe hain, like science fiction, and a new body is being created. And that body is being created under the guidance of consciousness or soul. But what we experience of the world is only through our mind. Hum apne shareer ko bhi agar mehsoos kar rahe hain, that is because of the nerve impulses which are being clicked here. If I am feeling good or not, if I am feeling happy or sad, that's again my mind. Depending on that, what we now call as psychosomatic illnesses, whether it is hypertension, it is peptic ulcers, it is asthma, including cancers now, heart diseases, diabetes, it's all because the mind is not at peace. But the soul can also work through the mind only. So the properties of the mind are manifested by our emotions, by our thoughts, which then come into action. So unless we are able to help it at that level, we are only either going to restrict ourselves to the body, or we are going to say, okay, I had a great experience in terms of my meditation, but unless you can feel it as happiness or as peace, which is a quality that the mind experiences, you will not be able to take it forward. And that's why it is necessary. You said about the number of people who are having the illnesses. I think it's a good forum because all of us sitting here are doctors. 1 in 4 people today have a psychological problem for which they need help. And this is clinical. But everybody else has subclinical problems. Kisi ko gussa bahut aata hai. Kisi ko dusre ke saath irsha hai. Kisi ko bachpan se low self-confidence hai. किसी को जनरल शाइनेस है, किसी को ऐसे लगता है कि जिंदगी में कुछ पाया नहीं, या कोई भी काम करने से पहले वो कंफ्यूज्ड है. दीज आर जस्ट सिम्टम्स और एक्सपीरियंसेस. दे आर नॉट इलनेसेस, बट दे आर द वंस विच मेक अस अचीव और नॉट अचीव व्हाट वी वांट टू इन लाइफ. सो अनलेस वी कैन स्टार्ट चेंजिंग दैट, एंड अनलेस वी कैन लुक एट आवर इमोशनल हेल्थ, as a society, we will not be able to move forward. And I think we are at that critical point, because WHO says that in 2020, we would have the highest number of patients in terms of morbidity and mortality for depression. Tomorrow is the World Suicide Prevention Day. We are losing one person every 40 seconds to suicide. In our country, every hour we are losing one student. Every 3 minutes we are losing one person to suicide. And that is only completed suicide. Those who attempt is 10 times more, and those who cannot hold their emotions and do what we call as deliberate self-harm, where they cut themselves to feel the physical pain so that they don't come in touch with their emotional pain, is 10 times more. So there is a huge problem of emotionality in terms of relationships, countless. In terms of people who have emotional problems and start taking alcohol, tobacco, drugs, painkillers, again a huge population. So it's time to start looking within, healing yourself, so that you can become the healers for those who come to you.
But again, I will come back to myself. Why is it that I don't come to know it in me? And how would I come to know, and what should I do? What if one of us is sitting here in the hole who's experiencing that right now and is not aware, and that's why they will never seek help. And they are responsible for so many more patients. तो वो हमें कैसे अपनी कैसे पता चले कि क्या हमने थोड़ा सा वो डिप्रेशन का सिम्टम एक्सपीरियंस करना शुरू कर दिया है या वो बढ़ चुका है. वो हमें अपने अंदर क्या देखा जा सकता है या कोई और ही हमेशा हमें बताएगा.
द बेस्ट वे इज टू कंपेयर योर सेल्फ विद योर बेस्ट सेल्फ इन टर्म्स ऑफ इमोशंस. अगर मैं 5 मिनट के लिए बैठ के सोचूं कि जब मैं बहुत खुश होता हूं, जब मैं हाईएस्ट कुछ अचीव कर रहा हूं, जब मेरा माइंड सबसे तेज चल रहा है, जो जो सिचुएशंस में मुझे खुशी मिलती है, अगर वो लगातार नहीं चल रही, अगर उससे ऑपोजिट हो रहा है, मैं उतनी अच्छे तरीके से काम नहीं कर पा रहा हूं, मैं उतने अच्छे तरीके से सो नहीं पा रहा हूं, मैं उतने अच्छे तरीके से लोगों से रिलेट नहीं कर पा रहा हूं, मुझे लगता है कि जीवन में नीरसता है, मुझे लगता है कि आई एम नॉट हैविंग द सेम अमाउंट ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस, आई एम होपलेस अबाउट द फ्यूचर, I feel I'm not good enough, then those are signs of depression. And not anybody else will be able to check that, because physicians are very good at hiding their own problems. And that's not true only about diabetes or hypertension or depression. That's true of everything else. We start giving examples. Ki nahi, dard ho rahi hai ghutne mein, koi baat nahi. Wo aajkal mausam badla hua na. तो इस वजह से हो रहा है, या काम बहुत ज्यादा है ना, इस वजह से आई एम फीलिंग लो. 12 घंटे काम करके आए हो तो थकना तो होगा ही. या आजकल स्ट्रेसेस चल रहे हैं ना, आजकल यू नो यू हैव टू मेनी पेशेंट्स हू आर गोइंग फॉर कंज्यूमर प्रोटेक्शन, सो ऑब्वियसली आई विल बी स्केयर्ड ऑल द टाइम, और बिकॉज देर इज प्रेशर विद इन द डिपार्टमेंट, सो आई एम नॉट एबल टू स्लीप वेरी वेल. सो रैशनलाइजेशंस आर वेरी इजी फॉर अस टू कम, बट वन ऑफ द फर्स्ट प्रिंसिपल्स of good mental health is to be able to see yourself as you are. And the minute you start seeing that, you would be able to accept that there is something wrong. Once you start realizing that there is something wrong, then it is a good idea to ask your spouse or your family, is there a change in me? And you will be very surprised when they will say, "Haan, इरिटेबल तो हो गए हो, लेकिन कहने से डर लगता है क्योंकि आप एकदम ब्लास्ट हो जाते हो." या अपने बॉस से पूछेंगे, वो कहेंगे कोई बात नहीं, सबके साथ होता है, ज्यादा काम कर रहे हो तो कुछ दिन के लिए छुट्टी ले लो. सो आस्किंग पीपल अराउंड यू, दोज हु केयर अबाउट यू एंड दोज होम यू कैन ट्रस्ट. एंड थर्ड विच इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, टू सी दैट इफ द फीलिंग इज देयर, it is consistently there and it is not allowing you to function as well as you used to, then there is a problem. If it is lasting for longer, then it means it is getting too late. If it is there and you are not able to function as well, as Sister Shivani said, we are responsible for so many people that if we make a small mistake, somebody's life is at danger. So learning to recognize if it is happening even at work, and once that happens, how many of you would see a diabetologist if your HbA1c was more than 6.5. Others will say, "Theek hai, apne aap theek ho jayegi." We'll see. If somebody has a blood pressure of 150/100, consistently, we'll go. If you have a wound which is not healing, we will go. If you get your blood profile done and uric acid is high, you will go. So if all that is happening, then the mind, which is actually responsible for all our thoughts, for all our emotions, for all experiences that we have in this life, for planning for my future, why would I not want to keep that in good health? Now that's a turn question which I think we will need to ask ourselves. I only feel that things are a little changing. Maybe I'm being optimistic. But I think things are changing. We are all realizing that at this point of time, everybody who's sitting here, 1/3 of their clients are having purely psychological problems. And what we do? A typical scenario. Somebody comes to us, severe panic attacks. I first put him in the ICU. Get all the investigations done. 24 or 42 hours later, depending on how long we want to keep him in the hospital. All the investigations are done, and then he is told, "Tere ko kuch nahi hai." It's the biggest slap on the face of a patient. Similarly, we get all investigations done for symptoms that we cannot recognize, and then we say, "Koi baat nahi hai, koi physical problem nahi hai." But something is happening within, whether it's psychosomatic or psychological. And that is something, unless we start addressing. You know, the biggest difficulty, if we are not doing that, is that whatever you have heard here in last 3 days, you will not be able to practice. You may experience greatly whatever has been taught, but unless your mind can, in a very relaxed way, process that and continue doing it at home, you will not get the benefit. So that's why also it is important that we start looking at how I can keep my mind fully functional, recognize happenings within me in terms of my emotions, because everything that happens in the universe happens because of my emotions. Murders happen because of my emotions. New businesses happen because of my emotions. If I achieve something in life, that's because of my emotions. And unfortunately, we don't even teach that to our children. Because in the first 5 years, most of the times we have set the future of a child. In first 5 years, it is enormous, the brain, which is about 100 billion cells, it starts making connections. Each and every connection is based on our thoughts and emotions. So if you have negative emotions which are going on, the wiring of the brain would be faulty. In our clinics, we have people who come and who say, "Ki bachpan se hi main aisa hoon." Somebody who's very high achiever in terms of the outside world, but the demons inside that are there is because of the early childhood experiences. And we usually think ki bachcha hai, iske bare mein kya farak padta hai? Kisi ne daant diya, kisi ne thappad mar diya, kisi ne keh diya tu to aisa hi hai, tera kuch nahi ho sakta, vagera vagera. So we all carry that baggage. We all carry some genetic baggage. We all carry some stresses from the world outside. And the higher you go, the more elite you are, more the stresses you are going to face. So better the strategies of managing yourself as individuals and then others to whom you are responsible. And that, I think, would or should become in the next 3 to 4 years one of the major flagship programs of health. Because this is something which is easily treatable, not much technology required. Always you don't require medicines. Medication and meditation can go side by side. Therapy can be taught to people who are much more junior to you. Good words, empathy, healing touch is something that each human being can do. And once we start doing that, a lot of subclinical syndrome, minor problems can be looked after. It's just a shift in the attitude that needs to happen. And it is so wonderful to see many of the people sitting here who are so senior, I was being shared, who can actually start creating new institutions. New institutions which will work with these principles. Like somebody said that, you know, Nitika said that she started shifting in her practice. We started shifting. My wife is a clinical psychologist. We practice together. She also is involved for the last 20 years with the Gyan. And we realized that life can be very different. Your motivations, once they change, your emotions change. When the emotions change, your thought patterns change. When the thought patterns changes, the biology of the brain changes. We know that with meditation, there are many things that can be achieved, including changes in the chemistry, biology, neuroplasticity of the brain. But we also know there are many people who may have predisposition to depression. I can share in this group, I have a predisposition to depression. I have had a depressive episode in the past when things were very, very tough for whatever reasons. I lost my father suddenly in a day, and I went through something which I look back and say it was depression. And yes, it took me about 15 days to seek help. But when you do, and then you talk about your own issues, healing starts happening. Even if medication is required, even if therapy is required, even if spiritual principles are required, they all are working on the same axis. But the first thing is recognition. Once you recognize, the second thing is acceptance. The third thing is seeking knowledge. And the fourth thing is sticking with a plan of management. Once you do that, the whole thing can change, including depressions.
Spiritually, we understand that we can change sanskars. तो हम तीन दिन से ये देख रहे हैं कि संस्कार चेंज करना बहुत इजी है स्पिरिचुअली साइंटिफिकली आपने कहा वो वायरिंग हो जाती है कोई ब्रेन की तो अगर वो वायरिंग हो गई बचपन में हुई या आए ही उस वायरिंग के साथ थे वूम्ब में हुई तो साइंटिफिकली इज इट पॉसिबल टू चेंज अ संस्कार कैन वी चेंज दैट वायरिंग कैन साइंटिफिकली वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी कैन चेंज दैट वायरिंग.
There was a patient, very smart, 27-year-old IT professional. And she came and she sat, and the first sentence she said, I said, can I help you in what way? She said, meri wiring kharab hai dimag ki. It was a very painful thing to listen to somebody say that, actually. And I said, what do you mean by that? She said, nahi, sare kehte hain tum peculiar ho. मैंने जानबूझ के तो पिक्यूलरिटी नहीं चूज की है बट दैट्स द वे आई एम आई रिएक्ट इन सिचुएशंस विद फर्स्ट फियर एंड देन लॉट ऑफ एंगर मे बी आई वॉज बॉर्न दैट वे मे बी माई चाइल्डहुड ब्रॉट दैट आउट शी सेड कैन यू फिक्स मी सो वो तो आईटी लैंग्वेज ही बोल रही थी कि यू नो वायरस घुस गया है तो उस वायरस को निकाल दो हार्डवेयर ठीक हो जाएगा आई सेड यस. And that was with a lot of scientific understanding. You know, the 100 billion cells that we have in the brain, which are firing all the time, each cell has about 10,000 connections with each other. So it's about 10,100 billion possibilities of connections that are there in the brain all time. And it is interacting with 100 trillion human being cell. Now the wiring has happened, but wiring is changing based on our experiences. So if I am happy, that particular wiring which has given me happiness in the past starts getting more and more generated. If I'm sad, you know, it's a very easy thing, you can try out an experiment. The brain is actually storing everything holographically. 5 senses plus the 6th sense of emotions. So if you have seen something, if you have heard something, and the emotion that you have, you will still be able to remember it. So if you got married and the guy or the girl was good, aajkal wo bhi thodi si rarity hoti ja rahi hai, but okay, you have a nice marriage and the person said something to you, you will remember the place where it was said, you will probably remember the words that were said, you may remember what he or she was wearing and how it made you feel. Similarly, if we stimulate certain areas of the brain, those areas of the brain will produce the same memories that are there. True in all senses. All we need to do is to try and work on these memories. So if you have had, let's say, 100 bad memories, so-called, and then you start working on them, you require only about 10% of attempts to rewire the whole thing. Hindi mein agar samjhane ki koshish karo, aap ek jagah par agar ek thodi si mitti mein ek line bana dijiye, to aap kahin se bhi pani dalenge, usi line se pani aayega. But suppose after some time you create another one which is deeper than that or more recent than that, now you put the water, it will start flowing from there. So similarly, if we can start creating memories which are better, which give me pleasure, which are more powerful, then I can change the previous conditioning. You know, in almost all energy practices, those of you who may have heard about Reiki or pranic healing or any such thing, there's a particular cycle which is told. 21 days, या अगर आप व्रत भी कर रहे हैं तो 16 व्रत जरूरी हैं, whatever. It's because if you start doing it consistently enough, then it is going to override the previous memories. It is going to override your previous patterns of thinking. It's going to create new emotions in same situations. And that is the new technology which is available today. New technology is a combination of, wherever necessary, medication. And I'll tell you why. If somebody is so dysfunctional or somebody has symptoms enough which are severe, I can't ask that person to sit and meditate. They will not be able to. So actually certain types of meditations are contraindicated. If somebody is acutely suicidal, seriously depressed, extremely anxious, has dementia, is on drugs, because they will not be able to use the faculties of the mind. So sometimes you will need medication to just help the person quieten down. The second is therapeutic techniques. Now therapy is seen to be a very fancy word, ki koi bahut bada office hai, kuch logon ko jo पुराना सिगमंड फ्रॉइड का देखा है कि काउच पे लेटते हैं. नॉट रियली. थेरेपी इज एन इंटरेक्शन बिटवीन टू इंडिविजुअल्स एंड वन ऑफ देम इज एबल टू गिव better suggestions which the first person is not able to, and through that process change happens. You need to have trust, you need to have consistency, and you need to have somebody who's knowledgeable enough to be able to help you that. And the third factor, which is something now for last about 20 years, which we are trying to see if it has any relevance or is it making sense, and I can share it with you because last about 5 years we are working with the World Psychiatric Association. Next year actually is going to be the first major conference in Jerusalem where we are going to only talk about spirituality and mental health. It's a world congress, 3 days, intense practices. And what we are finding is that things like empathy, hope, positivity and meditations, to some extent prayers, praying for yourself or praying for other people, affirmations, these have a big role in actually even changing the biochemistry and biology of the brain. So that factor also needs to come in, but only when you are well enough to be able to do that. The challenge of doing meditation is not here. The challenge will be when you go back to your clinic aur bahar log baithe hue hain aur halla mach raha hai, uske beech mein stable rehna. That requires consistency. But once you are able to do that, are you in the best frame of mind, then it can do wonders. America has an $8 billion industry in meditation every year. BKs of course don't charge, but there are many other groups who charge. And the biggest driver of this is the insurance companies. Because insurance companies have found that with meditation you cut down hospital costs, you cut down doctor's cost, recovery is better. So it makes sense for them because they lose less dollars. So we have the choice as a country at this point of time to be able to bring in those techniques which are there and to start following. But that will only happen if you are able to take emotions as a priority. You know, there was a time when I worked for some time in jails. I interacted with people there. They're normal people like you and me. I mean, that feeling ki wo bahut sinister hai aur uske rag rag mein crime basa hua hai is not the truth. At a particular time emotionally that person was unstable and they did not know what they were doing. Call it temporary insanity. They lost control on their emotions and they didn't act. Incidentally, many of us do that every day. Intensity may not be the same. The harm may not be the same. When you tell somebody that you are useless, you are actually killing the emotions of another human being. Or any such thing that we do with ourselves. So if we can start just recognizing that, first within ourselves, and second, help those who need that help. Would anybody sitting here deny help to a person who is having severe diabetes? To say ki yaar koi baat nahi, meetha khana band kar do, theek ho jayega. You know, which is what happens when we tell people who are going through some kind of an emotional crisis. And I think more importantly, would we not bring about a change within ourselves if necessary, so that we become better? We have CMEs on skill building. Latest MRI aaya hai, uske bare mein pata hona zaruri hai. Lekin jisne MRI ko chalana hai, uske bare mein kaun dhundega? Now that emotionality, that power of positivity, the ability to control your thoughts, that is a basic skills which needs to start happening from childhood. Because that's the time you sow the seed. Agar barish ke samay mein seed sow karenge, plant will be there and healthy. That's something which we are missing as a society, and I would say that with so many of us sitting here, it's something that we can start as a movement. I know that there are groups which are starting to do it, not only in early childhood but before the baby is born also. Jo ho chuke paida, koi baat nahi, unke liye bhi hope hai. Abhi nahi hai, adolescence mein hai. Abhi nahi hai, adulthood mein hai. Wo bhi nahi hai, to aged mein hai. Because 25% of the elderly incidentally have depression. 8 to 10% of children have serious mental health issues. Agar unko hi hum theek karna shuru kar de, that's a vast population. And that's something that is a resource which we can open up for the whole of society.
Hamari 3 din mein koi wiring change ho gayi?
Yes.
3 din mein change ho jayegi wiring?
Ji. Because many a times, when you have powerful experiences, the new wiring that starts, it's much more powerful than anything else before. So this is an extremely powerful wiring that has happened, if you will follow it up. You know, sometimes you have great resources within your computer. You don't even know about it. फिर आप एक दिन टाइप करते हैं, एक फाइल खुल के आती है, एंड यू से ओह माय गॉड, ट्रेजर हाउस, 10 साल पहले कहीं पे फीड किया था, ये पड़ी हुई है. पर वो जब तक आप उसे रोज नहीं खोलेंगे, वो नहीं खुलेगी, याद नहीं आएगी, और वो आपका स्क्रीन सेवर नहीं बनेगी. फॉर अ स्क्रीन सेवर टू हैपन, इट हैज टू बी देयर कंसिस्टेंटली, कॉन्स्टेंटली एंड रेगुलरली. If you can start doing that after this experience, the wiring can change and it will be much easier for it to change. And I can also tell you another thing that happens. Because it's a new experience, the brain tries to pick it up much more. You know, because jo purani hai, wo wiring to chal rahi hai, wo automatic chal rahi hai. But somewhere deep inside we are not happy. One of the reasons many of us are here is because you were looking for an answer. Many of the people want to keep coming back to the conference because the previous experience was great. So if we can keep hold of that, if we can seize that moment and then consistently keep following it up, then not only will your emotions change, another thing will happen. And I must warn you about it. Aaspaas wale log kahenge, yaar tum badal rahe ho. मेरे साथ हुआ था. जैसे ही जाके वो दारू पीनी तो बंद हो गई, अब वो मीट भी खाना बंद हो गया, अब वो फालतू की बातें भी थोड़ी सी कम हो गई. सो अ लॉट ऑफ माई प्रोफेशनल कोलीग्स, दे स्टार्टेड सेइंग टू माई वाइफ कि सुजाता, अब देश को संभाल लो, ये कुछ हो गया इसको, तो छोड़ देगा ये तेरे को, यू नो, वगैरह वगैरह. सो the people around you will start seeing a change, and many of them, I can also tell you, will not be happy, because now suddenly you are a person who is in control of things, who is not reacting to anything, who has started doing things differently, who is a much happier person, and they don't know ki tumhe kya mil gaya aisa. But once they see that change, others start accepting. I remember that with me, the first time here was 92, and 2 years later, I told my, I was doing very well, so it wasn't difficult. I told the Indian Psychiatric Society president that, you know, we need to have a symposium on spirituality and mental health. He said, yaar, kya baat kar raha hai? Why are you wasting time? Kaun aayega us session ke andar, you know? I mean, we have nothing to do with it. I said, chale yaar, meri baat maan le. We did. And we had a house which was not only full, it was overflowing, because there were a certain number of people who wanted it, but there was no forum to discuss it. And they did not know how to address it. They were doing it in their own ways. So it was like a movement and then it got started. And once it starts, then you have people, you know, karma badhta gaya, log judte gaye. Then that starts happening. That change itself then keeps you motivated. But the consistency, the connection, and continuously wanting to bring about a change, I think can only happen once you start going to a center. Once you start connecting with people, you know, I'm sure that there would have been those classes in the morning which talk about the four pillars of Rajyoga, which very simply is Gyan, which you means that you learn a new knowledge. We are learning a new knowledge. This new knowledge is about myself. And actually when applied to the body and the mind, it is a new knowledge, but it is getting scientifically proved. The second is imbibing it, dharana. Once you are able to imbibe it within yourself, then it makes it easier for you to experience it. And the third being yoga, which is getting the energy on a constant basis to be able to do that. Once that happens, the fourth pillar is an automatic one, which is seva. So what you have in abundance, you start sharing. If you're an orchard, you don't sell apples to your friend. You just give it away. Because you have it in abundance. So if your stage is that, then you don't even have to talk about it. Then it oozes out of you. So that is something that is not only possible, it is achievable. Achievable in the shortest possible time. We have so many of our colleagues who have been on that journey. And I'm seeing that this is not only with the physicians here. We were in South Africa and we were doing a session on positivity. There is a new movement called positive psychiatry, which means how to bring in these principles of spirituality into our day-to-day clinical practice. Like Vihasa, I think will be done today, values in healthcare. It is about how you can incorporate within yourself and how you can share with wherever you are working. And we had housefuls. So similarly, the movement is happening across the world, but unless you are mentally well, you will not be able to grasp it. And that's why looking after your emotional health is the most important task for ourselves, especially if you want to live that 5 to 10 years more than the rest of the society.
Thank you so much, Avdesh Bhai. Ek haath ki taali. Ek minute silence.
Man to kar raha hai, sunte hi rahe, but really sorry, next session is...
Haan ji, humne pura kiya.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ek minute silence. Apne experiences is 3 din ke. अभी अभी हमने सुना that new experience can change my wiring. Pick that experience and a promise to myself. जो नई क्रिएट किए हैं आज से वो ही मेरा नेचुरल सोचने का तरीका बनेगा. इमोशनल हेल्थ इज माय टॉप प्रायोरिटी. आई एम द डिवाइन हीलर.